Honoring the Buddha's Speech, the Heart Sutra. Guru, Deva, Dakini, spiritual master, meditation deities and Dakinis, to you we go for refuge. Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, to you we go for refuge. Original knowing deities and commitment deities, to you we go for refuge. Intrinsic mode, radiant mode, participative mode, to you we go for refuge. I and all sentient beings, and in particular my very kind parents, have been Buddhas from the very beginning. The knowledge of this is perfect awakening, and so, towards this, we arouse a vast intention. Om, pure nature. All phenomena have very pure nature. This is my nature. In the state where everything outer and inner, the universe and all beings, is emptiness, by the power of saying Om Mani Padme Hum, abiding in non-separation and non-duality, in an instant, on top of cushions built up of a stainless lotus, sun and moon, I appear as Noble Chenrezi. My body is white, with my right hand holding a rosary of white crystal, and a lotus in my left. I am adorned with jewels, and the lower part of my body is draped with silk. From a letter Hung in my heart, rays of light radiate out and gather back, merging in the Hung. By means of this, offerings are made to the noble ones, and benefit for all beings is performed. In front of me is the firmly rooted Bodhi wishing tree, with branches, leaves, flowers and fruit, all excellent and splendid. Like a pot of great treasure, the tree is always full of clouds of offerings. In its centre, upon a lion throne, on top of cushions of lotus, sun and moon, within a shimmering mass of rainbow-like rays of the five colours, is the unequalled Lord of Sages, Shakyasenge. His body is yellow, with the hue of orange-coloured gold. He has two hands, the right one touching the earth. The left rests in his lap, holding a lapis lazuli monk's bowl, full of amrita. His head rises in a dome. His hands and feet are adorned with the shapes of wheels, and he shows all the other excellent 32 major and 80 minor signs of a Buddha's body. He wears the three Dharma robes on his body, and, like Mount Meru, he is powerful, steadfast, and magnificently impressive. His face is smiling, and his compassionate eyes look on all beings. To his right, upon lotus cushions, are Avalokiteshvara and the other bodhisattvas wearing Sambhogakaya dress. To his left, upon monk's cushions, are Shariputra and the other bodhisattvas appearing in the form of monks, and thus he is surrounded by the noble ones. At his back are the hosts of listeners and non-teaching Buddhas, bowing their bodies in respect. The powerful Vajrapani is at the front. In the upper direction, at the top of the tree, are many Tathagatas. Many gods and goddesses are on the branches surrounding the Buddha, and they offer him flowers and all that is beautiful. With a powerful voice, the Buddha proclaims whatever words are suitable for their minds. His entire entourage happily rejoice at this and praise him. From the great drum of his upper and lower palates, excellent speech is invoked by the drumstick of his tongue, filling all the world with the sound of Dharma. Transcendental wise discerning beyond speech, thought or expression is unbegun and unstopped like the actuality of the sky. This is the sphere of activity of original knowing, revealing each appearance just as it is. We make salutation to the mother of all the Buddhas of the three times. Note regarding from a letter hung in my heart, rays of light radiate out and gather back, merging in the hung. Firstly, the rays of light travel upwards as offerings to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, becoming whatever pleasing things are desired. Then, the light returns to the letter with the blessings of the holy ones. Then again, light radiates out, this time going down and touching all the beings in the six realms, purifying their sins. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Read by Wendy and completed on the full moon day, February 2023.